The only thing I really wanted to stress, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, is that Mac McDonald and Pat Terry, otherwise known as the McTerrys, will be with us next Saturday. This couple is currently in North America the number one Vital Balance promoters. Basically they were the top producers in the contest from February to May, as far as introducing the most amount of customers to the Vital Balance and being able to get a bunch of people in their organization doing the same thing. Not as shifting gears and using, you know, only the Vital Balance as Nikan's, you know, number one product. That wasn't it at all, or the number one solution. They just developed a really simple approach to introducing it to people, and as a result, they were the at the top. Top of the list. So, the only reason I know that, and here's a little, for this is a little bit of juicy gossip, not juicy gossip, but inside, this would be on the stock market called inside trade, intel, as they say. I got an email this week from President Kurt Foley, and it was addressed to Vance and Stacey Rogers and to Mac and Pat, and he had a question regarding that the Vital Balance, and I can't even utter the question because let's just say hang tight, folks out there, because I think you're going to be wonderfully surprised and thrilled at what Nikan is looking at. Again, another modification. And just going to continue to make things better. As I said before, that Nike has a philosophy that if it ain't broken, fix it anyways. And we're going to see, you know, but don't panic. And please hear me out on this one. Don't stroll to the negative side. Don't cross over to the dark side, okay? as Darth Vader wants us to do. Don't give in to that temptation and think, oh, what are they going to do? They're going to take it away. No, they're not going to take it away. He simply asked the question to tweak something. Us being the Mac and Pat were the number one promoters, and Vance and Stacey were the number two. So I'm not saying that to gloat or pat ourselves on the back. I'm just saying that's what he said. And so he had a question that he threw our direction, and I was thrilled that he would ask us. What did we do? We simply just started calling people. As Jack Clark encouraged us to do several weeks ago, talk to people. And I cannot stress that enough. So, and Mac and Pat will share that again next Saturday. The only other thing I wanted to point out is that the new magazine, still some of us have not received it in the mail, item code 9092 is, I believe, let me double check, I'm almost positive, it's not written in the magazine anymore, but on the price list, if you look at the online or the printed out price list, item code 9092. Please do yourself a favor, and I don't do this every single issue, but more often than not, I'll add it to our auto ship, so I at least have an extra 10 on hand. There's a lot of people that don't receive it, that it's a fantastic tool to allow them to see in print what's new with Nikan. And if we understand the philosophy of taking care of our own, taking care of our existing team members, maybe they haven't received one. And the people that receive the Nikan Family Magazine are those, as it states right in the front cover, any consultant who has purchased 100 points worth of products within a calendar month or for 3 months will receive issues in the magazine within a calendar month. See, I thought it was 100 points total over 3 months, but according to this, it's 3 months worth at 100. So that's deemed as an active wellness consultant. So people that aren't doing that, they're not receiving the magazine. So for 70 cents a copy, it's a little bit more for postage, obviously, when you add it to your auto ship, but for 70 cents a copy, it's a great tool to hand to them, or to even drop it in the mail to them. And say, hey, I thought of you when I was reading this article about this person, and or, hey, you can see all the new products, you can see the thermographic imaging that's on page 18. There's so many great reasons why to utilize this magazine. I am a little partial to the article that's on page 33, and once you get your magazine, if you haven't seen it, you'll understand why. Great looking 14-year-old gal that's on there, and then I'm just as excited about that as the opposite page, Barb Satterwhite, who spoke up on the call this morning, and article she put together that was originally published in the Chesterfield Women's Journal magazine. So, great issue. Once you have yours, you'll see that, you'll agree with that, and utilize it. Utilize it. Again, 70 cents a copy is a great and fantastic tool. I think that's it as far as my announcements that I had. I think that's it. So, again, yes, go ahead.
I said one real quick question. People that are on high blood pressure medication, I'm not sure which one it is, can they take the progesterol?
You know, the best way that I've discovered to answer that question is they need to either print off the quick reference sheets, the fact sheets that are right next to every single item on the shopping cart. When you look at the item right next to it, let me just rephrase that, about 99% of them all have the quick reference sheet. Print those two pages off, or they can order the bottle if they have the bottle already. Take it to the medical practitioner that put them on that medication, and let them make that decision for them. Or if they want to take ownership of their own health, and this is where it gets to be a little bit sticky, because you got people who say, well, I'm going to go cold turkey. We've had people do this. We have a dear friend from church who completely defied what the doctor had him on, put him on statins for his cholesterol, and him and his wife made the decision that they were going to go cold turkey, hardcore, and he'd already been on the progesterol for a couple months. So what he did is he went gluten-free, he did some other things, and here's a family that they thought they were eating healthy, but their definition of healthy and what I would define as healthy were two opposite ends of the spectrum, and most herbalists, most nutritionists would side with me, and it wasn't like I was looking for someone to side with me, but they just didn't know. They didn't know. And what's been the result is that his cholesterol has been normalized, and he's very cautious, now way more cautious about what he puts in his mouth than he ever was before, and he's had a lifelong, I mean, he's in his 50s, and he spent his entire life putting things in his body that were not healthy, and now that's changed. So he went cold turkey. Would I advise people to do that? Well, that's up to them to decide. But most medical practitioners, if they will take the time, the challenge is they're not nutritionally educated. So most doctors, most family, you know, physicians, they're not nutritionally educated. So they could look at the quick reference sheets or the bottle and say, no, you know. But if they've got the best interests in mind for their patient, I would hope.
Yeah.
Yes. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, when you're mentioning that, it reminds me, one of the things that I point out with Karen as a medical practitioner, I tell patients all the time, I said, when they want to take it to their doctor, I said, do this, because most of the time, just like as a parent, if your kids walk up and say, and ask, hey, mom, dad, can I do this? First instinct is to say no. Ask the doctor, and it shifts the question. Instead of saying, is it okay if I take this, ask the question this way. Is there any reason that this would be a problem if I took it? Because now it makes them take a look at it to give you a good answer. And also, it takes the burden off of them. If they say, yes, you know, I would recommend you take it, it puts the responsibility on them. But if you're simply asking them, is there any reason I shouldn't, it relieves some of that responsibility.
Hmm. That's a great way of stressing it. Okay.
But it also makes them look at what it is in it to give you an answer and not just give you an off-the-cuff, no, don't do it.
Yeah. And I know you've mentioned that before, Chris, and I often forget that taking it from the other approach. Is there any reason why I shouldn't do this? I think that definitely takes the pressure off. For sure.
Thank you.
Okay. You're very, very welcome, Justine. Hey, and everybody, thank you, gang. I hope this has been beneficial. We'll do it again. Don't worry. Every 6 to 8 weeks, if Dr. Robin can work it into her schedule, I've thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the 2 times that she's been with us, because she's quick on her feet, especially at 7 a.m. in the morning. And for those of you on the East Coast in the Central Time Zone, you're going, well, what's the big deal? You know, I've already had, you know, my tens and vital balance, and I'm charged up, my mind's alert. Well, those of us on the West Coast, it's a little bit, it's a little different for us. But, and if I can encourage you regular folks, that when you have a question, write it down someplace, and stockpile it. And then so when we start the call, you can rapid fire, throw those out there, because that's what really makes it more fun and easier on us, to have those questions, you know, right out of the gate to, you know, charge in. So, everybody, just one last reminder is that, we're finishing up the month of June. Take advantage of it. Things are never too late. Some of us are close to qualifying for the Las Vegas convention. As far as the requirements to be able to buy our tickets, most of us have already secured that slot, but it's never too late to crank up the intensity. Don't ever give in and say, oh, it's too late, or, you know, throw in the towel, I wish I should have, could have. Don't give in to that. Today's the 22nd. There's still 8 full days left of June, and put a little intensity, put a little passion into, you know, sharing Nikan with other people. You never know what's going to happen or where people are at until you ask those questions. And have some fun with it. And please take advantage of the Vital Balance promotion. It's simpler than it was for the first 4 months, and every single canister gets you that much closer to getting a free one. All of us should be getting a free one every single month. I mean, if we just have one on our own auto ship and being able to introduce 2 a month to people, boom, then we've got a free one. Whatever you have to do, I've worked deals with people, and then other people have paid full retail. I've given people a 5, 10, or a 20% discount code, depending on, you know, their income level or whatever, you know, their grocery bill allowance. But the key is, I think really is letting people know that, hey, if you'll commit to doing 3, over the course of the next 3 months, I'll give you the free one. Because what we have is we've got enough customers that are doing it every single month that every single month we should have a free one coming in. So get creative with it. Take advantage of it. We've got till the end of the year, but don't wait until the end of the year. Take advantage of it now. I can't stress that enough, because it makes it very, very affordable. It's extremely affordable as it is. I mean, on auto ship at $80.10 per canister, you know, we're talking less than $3 a serving, or a little over $2 a serving to get the value. I mean, you can't go out and make a meal with that much protein with only 125 calories for that price. It's virtually impossible. So, can't encourage you enough to do that. And, if there's anything that we can do, don't hesitate to contact us, call, email, text, whatever, Facebook. We're out there. And, I'll give it again. If you don't have our email, it's vsrogers995@AOL.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, rogers995@AOL.com. And we're on Facebook. You can text us via my cell phone, but I personally, my preference always just pick up the phone and call me. That's how to get me the fastest, and that's what I always prefer. Phone number is 503 603-695-5683. Again, 503-695-5683. And I do my best. I try to do my best to get back if you get the message, if you get the voicemail within 24 hours. Doesn't always happen, but that's my goal. So, anyways, gang, that's it. Thank you again for everybody asked such wonderful questions, and have a great, fantastic weekend. And if we don't talk to you before then, we'll talk to you next Saturday morning. Bye-bye, everyone.
God bless.